We now have our scripture reading, and today's scripture reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 6, verse 5 to 13, and chapter 7, verse 17 to 18.
選讀經文是創世記第6章第5至13節和第7章的17和18節。
We'll first read this responsibly in English and then in Cantonese.
我們會用英文一起讀，然後中文讀出。
Responsibly.
我們啟言方式來讀。
We'll read this responsibly. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on earth, and he grieved him to his heart. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I created from the face of the land, man and animals, and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. And Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence through them. Behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Let's read the last verse together. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the face of the waters.
創世記第6章5至13和第7章的17至18，我啟言方式來讀。耶和華見人在地上罪惡很大，終日所思想的盡是惡。 耶和华说：我要将所造的人和走兽，并昆虫以及空中的飞鸟，都从地上除灭，因为我造他们后悔了。挪亚的后代记在下面。挪亚是个义人，在当时的世代是个完全人。挪亚与神同在同行。 世界在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。神就对挪亚说：凡有血气的人，他的尽头已经来到我面前，因为地上满了他们的强暴，我要把他们和地一并毁灭。 水势浩大，在地上大大的往上涨，方舟在水面上飘来飘去。
May God bless the reader and hearer of His word.
人祝福读经和听他话语的人。
The children may now dismiss for children worship.
有小朋友在下面有一个崇拜。
Reverend Wilson Chang will preach this morning, and his message is The Great Flood.
今天陈牧师为正道，题目是大洪水。
Did you know that people used to live on this earth a lot longer than we usually know about people living now?
大家知不知其实在圣经那时旧的时代，人的岁数其实比现在的岁数是长很多很多。
And the reason is what we've just read, the expansion and increase of our fallenness of sin.
為什麼會有這樣的事發生呢？為什麼我們的歲數會慢慢縮短？就是因為好像經文所說，就是因為我們人的罪越來越多。
Because if you're familiar with this part of the Bible, Genesis 1 through 11, it tells us story after story about rebellion, about the sin that is part of our nature, that is who we are as fallen human beings who have rebelled against God.
只要你看的圣经的时候，就是说在创世纪的第六十一章的时候，你都看到就是说这个世界怎么不断不断的堕落，人的罪的不断的不断的扩张，而看到我们人是怎么的破坏。
Sorry, Faith. Couldn't recognize your glasses there. Thank you so much. You can see what is on the slide here. Again, rapid moral decline of humanity. That's really what we see, a storyline through Genesis 1 through 11.
也就是说，当我看创世记第一至十一节，一至十一章里面看到，就是说人的不断的堕落，人的人性不断的去破坏。
And so the atrocities of today, such as the people killed in California this past week, shouldn't surprise us because of the expansion of sin.
所以因为人的堕落，人的罪性，所以就算喺今个过去嘅星期当中，喺加州当中有一个嘅枪杀，其实我哋都唔系话好震惊。
One biblical scholar, if you hit slide 2, puts it this way, describing Genesis 3 to 11. From Eden to Babel, there is an ever-growing avalanche of sin, a movement from disobedience to murder, to reckless killing, to titanic lust, to total corruption and violence, to the full disruption of humanity.
所以都是说，有位解经的人都讲，就话人的罪性就好似一个山崩咁样，越雪崩咁样，不断的卷越大，越大，越大。人的罪性，即系去到一个地步，就话人一开头嘅不遵守规条，跟住有一个堕落，跟住有一个谋杀，跟住有一个嘅邪恶，有一个嘅淫乱，有杀人，去不断嘅不断嘅去越差。
Now, despite that increase of evil and violence in the world because of us, God shows overwhelming patience, and that's also seen in Genesis 3:11.
但所以人嘅罪性系越嚟越差，但系第一，当我哋睇到个十一章入边嘅时间嘅时候，你睇到人嘅罪性当中，神嘅有不断嘅佢嘅耐性都系表明出嚟。
And God's very patient, and He pours out blessing upon blessing upon the people.
而神嘅耐性，而神嘅祝福系不断嘅一段一段嘅系俾到我哋。
But what I'd like for you to focus on this morning in Genesis 6 and 7 is the connection between this tragic flood narrative and Christmas.
但今天早上我想大家看一下，我怎样去看第六和第七章里面的，就是怎样将这个洪水和圣诞联合。
And to put it simply, the connection is this. It's God's salvation through judgment.
其实我当你想看的时候，就我想大家去看，就是说这个洪水怎样去同这个圣诞去联合，就是说神怎样去透过这个审判而带入这个救恩。
See, on the one hand, God the judge brings about the flood as the climax to his judgment against the rebellious people.
而这个当中就是说，入面故事讲的就是说神是怎样在高峰里面当中，就是说将这个洪水去审判人。
Yet on the other hand, the flood points us to recreation, redemption, restoration, as Noah and his family are saved.
而在这个洪水当中，虽然有一个审判，但是当中里面有挪亚，有他的家人，里面得到这个拯救。
It's almost like, again, one commentator puts it this way, sin, evil, and violence in Noah's day got so bad that God takes one step backwards as he evaluates his creation.
就说这个罪，这个邪恶是几咁嘅大，神睇到时候就要去退一步睇到佢嘅创造。
And that commentator says it's almost like a reversal of creation. And you could see the if you parallel the passages, you could see that come out.
咁啊，啲解经嘅家就讲就话，这个洪水就好似比喻到神嘅创造嘅相反一样。
For instance, the waters cover the earth.
就话这个洪水去遮掩咗呢个全地。
In a sense, going back to formlessness and emptiness.
相反就是说,好像最初的当中,
and Noah and his family, of course, are saved. They trust and obey God. They build the ark. They're saved from the judgment.
挪亚因为他一家,
so it's very important as you connect God's judgment with Christmas to understand properly the meaning of God's judgment in the context of the entire Bible.
So we again,
very important because the meaning or the theme or the thread throughout the Bible is what? God's saving plan for the world.
So, 其实怎么去带出就是说,这个整个圣经其实主题都是什么呢?就是神怎么去拯救这个堕落的世界。
God's redemptive plan for us who have gone against Him.
就是说我们这帮的堕落的人去对抗他的,但是圣经就告诉我们,神就怎么去拯救我们这帮的人。
That's why the flood story is salvation through judgment. Because Christmas is God coming, right? God coming to redeem us, to restore us. That's what Christmas is about.
聖誕的意思是什么?就是说耶稣基督,他就是来拯救这个世界。
God comes in human, wrapped in human flesh, right?
神就来到这个世界,祂取了人的肉身。
And the flood, in connecting with that, shows us that God is both the God of truth and the God of love.
而这个洪水就带出就是说神是一个什么的神呢?就是神是一个有这个爱的神,都是有这个真理的神。
Let me emphasize that. God is judge of all, yet lover of his creatures.
所以我想提醒大家就是说,神是哪一位?神是一个很公义的神,一个很公平的神,但是也充满着爱的神。
You know, it was very unjust. Injustice happened when that couple picked up those guns and started shooting people at that Christmas party. Injustice happened, right?
所以我过去星期看到就是说,当那两个夫妇在加州里面,人家在一个派对里面,开一个派对,他们两个进去杀了人。这件事,这个事件是很不公平。
And the Bible clearly tells us God is absolutely against injustice, any kind of injustice.
而圣经里面很清楚说,就是说神是不喜爱这个不公平。
Yet at the same time, He's totally engaged, wants to love rebellious people like you and me.
但圣经都很清楚说,就是说神虽然知道这个世界是对抗他的人,但是神也都是很爱他们这帮人。
So I want to simply look at this text under this heading. God saw, God felt, and God cleansed, and God gave.
所以今天早上我们去看的第六和第七章的时候,我们去看就是说神怎么去看,神的怎么去感受,神的怎么去洁净清洁,和神怎么去给到我们什么。
Our faith, if you don't mind, go back to verse 5. You'll see there God saw, right?
去回第五节就说,神见到什么呢?
Again, it's a key word here, saw. The Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
第五节说,耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大。
Now, let me just explain that briefly. His seeing is not sudden perception.
神所说,他看到的不是说,我只是突然间那一刻去见到这件事发生。
This is a kind of seeing that he's constantly aware of things.
而其实神就说,他不断的其实几时都见到这事是怎样发生。
Because that word saw is used other parts of the Bible to describe a constant awareness of things.
其实这个字说去见,也都在圣经里面不同的地方都讲到,就说其实见,意思说是几时都见到是这样的。
Let's go back to slide 3. Do I have it up there? I don't. Genesis 13:1 is one example. It says this, Rachel saw, that's the same word, that she bore Jacob no children. Let me repeat that. Rachel saw, same word that appears in our text, that she bore Jacob no children.
亦都係喺聖經入邊第創世記第30章入邊講嘅就話拉結去見自己不給雅各生子。
You see, that's not a sudden perception of things. Oh, yeah, now I see, right?
都譬如說拉結咁樣，佢唔係話突然間見到自己係冇幫到雅各生細路仔。
That was a what? A settled understanding of things, right? Rachel saw that, meaning she was constantly aware that she couldn't bear children with Jacob.
意思即係話其實拉結其實佢一段時間已經知道啦，佢見到自己冇幫到雅各去生一個細路仔。
I just give you one more example. Genesis, it's all over Genesis. Genesis 30 verse 9. Leah saw. It's the same word that she had stopped bearing. Again, bearing children, right?
亦都係喺個創世記第30章第9節都講就話，利亞見自己停了生育。
So it's the Lord saw, means he's aware. He knew. But his heart ached.
就話神去見到，意思話去見到，去知道，已經知道呢事發生。
But what did he see? Yes, verse 5 clearly states, right? He saw the wickedness, the evil and the violence of humanity.
神已經見到，已經知道，見到就係話人嘅罪惡已經係好大啦。
And he said it was great, it says in the text. Great in the earth.
入邊講就話人嘅罪惡好大。
I want you to go back with me to Genesis 1. Because Genesis 1 says something that God saw and what? It was very good, very good. He uses, that's in Hebrew when it's very good means it's an emphasis. God saw, it's the same word. God saw. Very good. Because things he created was good without sin.
所以我想大家去翻翻轉頭去睇翻呢個創世嘅第一章嘅時候，開頭嘅時候入邊講到神見到乜嘢？佢話神見所有嘅事都係美好嘅。當時神去創造呢個世界嘅時候，入邊係冇罪。神見呢個一切都是美好的。入邊講。But
just 5 chapters later, Genesis 6, he's basically saying it's very bad, very, very bad.
但喺呢個五卷書之後啦，第6章啦，就見到佢話見到呢件事，人所有嘅人都係好差，罪惡好大。
See, I emphasize that for this reason. The Bible's view of humanity is very different than the average person on Queens Boulevard.
所以點解我咁樣去講解咧？因為咧，我哋點樣去睇人，點樣去睇普通嘅人點樣去睇我哋人性，同埋神點樣去睇嘅人性係好唔同。
Because this is what the world tells you every day, bombards you with this. Human beings are well-intentioned. We just fumble and stumble a bit because we're messed up from circumstances, from the environment.
人愛人點樣去睇呢個人性，人嘅性格，其實覺得話愛人其實本來都唔係咁差，只係有時係有起有跌。
We're all pretty good. We're just crippled by the bad people around us.
我哋可能，我其實我本身都係其實都唔錯，只係有時有起有跌，可能因為天時地利人和，因為有時我係唔係冇咁好。And
so those debilitating circumstances that surround the bad people, that's the problem.
可能係我哋側邊嘅人影響到，令到我哋去呢個墮落，去壞。Right?
And you see this in the world. This is what the world does. Just get them more money. Get them more education. Take the pressure off those people. You know, don't hold any strict moral laws against them.
咁所以人啊，點樣去解決呢個問題啊？就話哦，如果人係咁樣嘅，我哋不如放鬆下，去攞賺多啲錢，多啲嘅教育去幫助佢哋。
Just free him or her up a little bit. You know, don't restrain them with any laws, moral laws, and they're going to be noble.
唔好揸得佢哋啲人咁緊，慢慢放鬆佢哋，咁咧人咧就可能會更加會好啦。Now
obviously that's totally different than what you just read from Genesis 6 and 7, right? totally different.
但是他就说,和第六章和第七章里面的圣经里面说,是完全不是这么说人的怎么看的性格。
And as I mentioned at Sunday school, what's wrong with us is our nature. It's not just your behavior. This is not just the behavior that's the problem. That's not only the symptom. The symptom is nature, core of your being. It's sinful.
而其实如果你有来过的主要学者知道就说人的问题不是只是单单我们行为上做些什么是不对人的问题在圣经里面说就说是我们的自己的本质是一个问题
Faith, if you don't mind, go back to verse 5 again. Look at that second part. God goes right to the core of the issue that every, he says, every intent of the thoughts of his heart, talk about humanity, was what? Only evil continually, it says.
圣经怎么讲解人的本质的问题是哪里就说中日所思想的尽是恶想的东西全部都是恶
See, the problem doesn't lie in God. He created things good. The problem lies in us, his creatures.
问题不是在于神创造的世界时候所有东西都是美好的在乎是我们人我们是堕落
It goes down to the nature of humanity.
这个是说的就是人的罪性
Slide 4 Secondly, God felt, and we see that in verse 6, right? His heart was filled with pain.
我继续去看神之后就说他有什么感受就说他有这个伤心他忧愁
Maybe as you read the text this morning, you're saying to yourself, ah, that's divine judgment. I don't like that.
当我看的时候,我们可能说,我不喜欢听到这些东西。
God was even more upset. That's what verse 6 says.
但是入面第六节,他说了神有什么感受?
His heart was filled with pain. How in the world could this be? His heart is full of pain, it says.
圣经说的就是神当时的心中,他是充满了这个忧伤和痛苦。
That word that's translated in English, filled with pain, means a deep, unfulfilled longing.
他里面所讲的这个痛苦,神的心中的忧,代表了他很忧伤,他觉得他心中里面所渴望的东西没得到。
For instance, Isaiah 54:6, it's up here, where God says, you were a wife, married young, only to be deserted, and your spirit was, and that's the word, filled with pain.
就是在以赛亚书第54章第六节里面说的就是说 耶和华召你如召被离弃心中忧伤的妻就是又连所娶被弃的妻
A marriage counselor will tell you to be deserted by your spouse is the most shattering traumatic experience that you experience
譬如一个心理学家都会说,一对夫妇,如果当其中一个人是被他的配偶离弃的时候,那种忧伤是最痛苦的忧伤。
And you know what the biblical writer is doing here? He has the audacity to say, he compares God's pain with that, with like your spouse left you.
这个圣经就说,当人去犯罪的时候,那种神的忧伤就好像一对夫妇,其中的配偶,去离弃他们的配偶,那种忧伤很相似。
Again, that's why I think it's important to look at the original languages, because it brings out, it's kind of like paints a picture in color. You know, when you watch HDTV in color, it's a lot better than black and white, right?
当我们看圣经的时候,我们要去看不同的方面去看,就好像我们看电视一样,以前是看黑白,现在看彩色电视,有不同的感受。
And so, this word here, filled with pain, that's translated, again, is very odd to use it referring to God.
里面所说的就是说,当神见到的时候,神在心中很忧伤,在圣经里面,这个字眼,好像看下去,其实我们怎么去看呢?
Because ordinary means unfulfilled longing, bitter anguish, deepest frustration.
就是神当中的时候,心中里面是很惆怅,很忧伤。
And you know what it means then? When it's referring to God,
其实在对于神里面当中来看，这是什么意思呢？
God steps up, voluntarily bounds his heart, bounds his life with us. He bounds his life with us.
他心中的忧伤意思就是说，他自己，他是神，但是他起立，他起身去跟我们这帮的犯罪的人，他有一个感受一起。
That's what the author, Genesis 6, is trying to tell us. That's what God felt. He didn't, God didn't have to bind his heart to us. He did not.
神其实他自己本身不需要这样去做。
He doesn't create humanity out of need. He doesn't need us.
神去创造人，不是因为他需要人的帮手。
And that's proven in the creation account, right? He doesn't need us. He creates out of nothing.
当我们看创世记的时候，都看到神不需要创造人去神去做其他的事。
Slide 5, please. He didn't need us. But once he made us, you know what he did? He knits his heart. He knits his very own heart to us.
但我看到就说，当我们人被造的时候，神就说和我们的心里面有相同。
And that means his own joy must be deeply tied to us, intertwined with us.
就说当我们人被造的时候，神他和我们的心里面有相通，就是说我们意思，我们心思意念是混合。
And that's why when he sees you suffering, he's anguished. He's experiencing tremendous pain.
所以就说，当我们人去受苦的时候，神的心都有痛。
You know, it's not like us. We turn on the news, right? Of course we're shocked. 14 people dead, 20 plus people injured seriously in this terrorist shooting in California, right? Obviously we're upset. But we might say, oh, what a shame.
但我当我睇，譬如话过去星期当中有呢个枪杀事件，有十几人死咗，亦都有20几人受伤。但我睇咗之后，啊，系真系好惨，好惨。
You see, that is not what the text is saying that God felt. He didn't say, "Oh, what a shame."
我哋睇嘅时候，我哋人就睇嘅时候就觉得，哦，有咁嘅事嘅发生，真系惨啊！呢个世界。
He's saying, "I'm in so much pain. It's like my spouse deserted me."
但神嘅睇嘅方法系唔同，神就系话，当人去受苦嘅时候，佢心入边自己觉得系痛。
It gets even more emphasis here. Isaiah 49:15, God says, "Can a woman forget the baby nursing at her breast? Yea, she may forget, but I will not forget you."
在《以赛亚书》第49章第15节，神都讲就话：妇人仍能忘记她喂吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子，还或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
Unbelievable. God has the audacity to evoke such an image and saying, that's my longing for you. It's like this mother who's nursing her baby, you know, the hormones kick in, the milk is coming in. Same thing he's saying.
神的爱你的程度和你的亲密的程度，就是说好像一个妇人去喂奶给一个婴孩，他是很亲密的关系当中。
Right? It's the image of a woman nursing the baby, right? This overwhelming physical and emotional love for the child, right?
神怎么去爱我们的亲密程度，就是说好像一个妇人，她是手中喂着一个BB去喂奶一样。
And God is saying, that's nothing. That's nothing compared to my love for you.
就算这个妇人对这个BB的爱的程度，都不等于神爱你的程度更加多。
So what does this mean?
意思什么呢？
God knits, binds his heart to us. What does that mean? What's the practical implications? What does it mean that God felt our pain?
所以说神怎么去感受到我们的爱，神爱我的程度，这个什么意思呢？
I hope you don't miss this. He ties his heart to us, and what happens in the garden? What happens?
神去爱我们的程度去到哪里呢？就好像看回这个伊甸园当中。
We don't want you, God.
但我们人怎么说啊？ 我们人就说， 我们人， 我们不想要你神。
They hide. We don't want God either.
人当时亚当亚娃他怎样去回答，他怎样去回应神，就说我不想你，我不要你，我离开。我们当时我们现在这个时代人都一样，我们去离弃神。
You can read about that in Genesis 3:7. That's what Genesis 3:7 says.
其实这件事都是在个创世纪第三章里面都讲解。
So my question to you is this: why didn't God judge them then? Why didn't he end history there?
神是这么爱人，而人是这样的去回应神，去不爱神，为什么神仍然都是这样去做呢？为什么神怎样继续的去爱神，怎么仍然都继续去爱人呢？
The reason is God felt. Genesis 6:6. I will suffer, he says. I will weep.
就说在创世纪第六章第六节讲，就说神是会伤痛，如果你这样做的时候。
Every act of evil pulls tears from God.
每一样犯罪的事，神是会有伤痛。
Yes, we suffer from the violence of this world. We do, right?
人是犯罪，人是受到这个罪的惩罚。
But he's suffering. And he suffers even more than any of us.
但是神的痛苦是比人的痛苦更加多。
And he suffers for the purpose of restoration, for the purpose of rescue, for Christmas.
人的受苦是因为人的犯罪，而神的受苦是因为是见到人的犯罪。
You don't have to be a human being for long to know there's tremendous pain when you forgive someone. When somebody wrongs you and you forgive them, it hurts.
当人去得罪你的时候，你要去宽恕人的时候，入面当中入面是有一个痛苦。
That's why it's hard for us to do, right?
所以就好难去饶恕人哋。
When somebody reaches into that treasure chest of your heart and hurts it, you're going to have a tough time forgiving, right?
当人系去得罪你嘅时候，你心中入边有伤痛嘅时候，系好困难嘅去饶恕别人。
And if you don't think so, somebody hasn't touched your treasure. Because if somebody touches your treasure, you're going to get upset.
好似如果你心中入边有一样嘢好宝贵嘅，你系好重要嘅。如果阿人系得罪你呢样你最宝贵嘅嘢咧，你心中入边系好伤。
And that's why we sweep it under the rug. That's why we avoid it.
所以人，我哋唔中意去饶恕别人。
And we'd rather have our hearts hardened than to forgive.
所以人宁愿选择我哋去心中嘅僵硬，而去唔去饶恕别人。
In fact, of course.Because of our sinful nature, we want revenge.
而因为我哋人嘅堕落，我哋更加嘅想人哋得罪我哋嘅时候，我哋想去报仇。
So God saw, God felt, and thirdly, what did He do? He cleansed and He gave.
我睇到神去见到啲乜嘢，神去感受到啲乜嘢，而跟住话神点样去清洁去解决呢个问题，神俾我哋乜嘢咧
？Because the text says the flood came, and it was worldwide.
圣经里面说就说这个大洪水来到这个全世界。
And everyone scoffed at Noah. If you're familiar, again, I only gave you portions of the narrative. You can read the entire narrative from Genesis 6 through 9 on the story of Noah. But everyone scoffed at Noah, preached repentance and faith, and nobody listened. Everybody laughed at Noah.
当时洪水未来之前，就是说罗亚他跟人讲要人 去悔改，但是那些人是很罪恶充满着全地，而所以那些人反而去嘲笑罗亚。
And of course as the story unfolds, the ark is Noah and family is saved, right? The ark rises, you know, above the waters, and God in his grace saves Noah and his family.
所以当你睇呢个创世纪嘅时候，边都讲就系话，呢、这个神嘅罪恶系咁大，佢哋唔听罗亚嘅劝告，而之后呢个大洪水嚟到呢个世界，唯有罗亚嘅一家同埋呢个动物喺个方舟入边能够得到呢个生存，全世界不得毁灭。
So the question then is this: How can God be a judge and yet a lover？
所以问题当中就系话，神点样能够系一个嘅好公平嘅审判高？亦都同时一个充满着爱嘅神呢
？How can God be a God of truth and a God of love？
神点系能够充满着一个真理嘅神，一个公义嘅神，而当中入边亦都系一个好爱神、好多好爱人嘅神呢
？Because if He's a God of truth only, He's not going to suffer。
如果神系只系望住，只系一个好公义嘅神，佢唔需要去受苦。
Right？Because you know people who are you know, into truth and not very loving, they just smite you, right?
如果神是一个只是望着公平、很公义的神，如果有人做错事，神可以打那个人。
They just scold you, right?
就可以打那个人去做错就打了。
God doesn't just smite people, right? You reject the truth, this is what you get. This is not what God does.
神好像可以这么说，如果你是做错的，你不听的，就打你咯。
Yet on the other hand, if he's just a God of love, no truth, and just accepts and accepts everyone, tolerates everybody, then what?
但如果神只是一个爱的神，里面当中是没有一个公义的时候，你做错事，饶恕你啦，算啦，不要做啦，这样。
If he's a God of truth and love, if he's a God of holiness and absolute compassion, you know what happens? God suffers then.
所以说，若然神是一个充满着这个有公平、公义的神，当中亦都是爱的神，神是一个充满着怜悯的，亦都是一个审判官的时候，神怎么去受苦啊？神就是为着人去受苦。
And so God saw what Adam and Eve did, and God sees what we do. And he doesn't end history. He lets it all go on. Why?
神就话见到当时亚当、亚娃佢所做嘅嘢，神而家都见到人点样去做嘅破坏、那个堕落，但系神点解仍然继续俾呢个嘅历史继续去咁样做咧
？Why would he do that?
点解神要继续俾呢个历史继续去咁做咧
？If he does let it go on, he's going to suffer even more than his creatures.
如果佢系仍然俾呢个历史继续嘅，系咁样系继续嘅发生人，继续嘅堕落，受苦系边一个咧？系神佢自己。
You know, some people say, I don't see any good reason that God could possibly allow this terrorism in this world.
有啲人讲解就话，我唔明点解神去容许呢啲嘅罪恶嘅人、罪恶嘅事系发生喺呢个世界上。
And I don't know either any good reason why God allows suffering, evil, and violence escalating. Why he does.
我自己都唔能够去明白点解神会容许呢咁罪恶嘅事、枪杀嘅事发生喺个世界上。
But one thing we do know from the Bible.
但我知道圣经入边讲解一样嘢。
If he allows it and history continues, he suffers more.
但我清楚知道就系话圣经讲就系话，既然神系俾呢啲事发生嘅时候受苦嗰个系神，系比你更加多。
Because to let history go on and on and on, God's suffering is infinitely more than ours.
神俾呢个历史继续嘅去不断嘅发生人嘅堕落，神俾我哋嘅受苦系更加多。
So I don't know the reason why terrorism is escalating.
我唔知道点解呢个世界上呢个咁多嘅罪恶，发生不断嘅发生。
But I do know this, God has a reason. God has a reason that we don't know.
但我知道神是有一个原因，而这个原因我不能够明白。
And just because you and I can't think of a logical reason, doesn't mean it can't exist, right?
虽然我们不能够想到一个合理的理由，但不代表说这个理由不存在。
Like the average person on the street will say to you, God's not good. Look at terrorism. Look what's happening in the world. He's not good.
普通嘅人可能世界上可能有人讲就话，你睇呢个世界咁多嘅枪杀，神系唔好嘅。
And you know, if you're a Christian, you need to reply in this way. What the problem with that kind of reasoning is this.
但我系作为基督徒嘅，我哋应该咁样回答。
I can't think of a good reason why God would let this suffering go on. But it can't. Therefore, there can't be one. That's illogical.
但系就话，当人点，当人应该点样去回答嘅时候，就话呢个世界上系有不断嘅犯罪去发生。我哋唔能够去了解，我哋都唔知道点样去了解。但系系有一个原因。
Because there's a whole lot of times in your life that you haven't been able to think of something that was really there.
我哋好多时，其实我喺我生命当中有好多嘢，我都唔能够明白。
And have you ever been wrong in your life?
我哋好多时，我哋自己都系做错啲事，我哋自己都唔能够明白。
So how can you say God can't be good? Because he allows all of this.
我怎么去了解呢?
Just because you can't think of a reason why God would not let this go on, does that mean there can't be a reason?
我们不知道为什么神会让这些事发生，就不代表神是没有一个理由让这些事发生。
Because again, that assumes a lot, that you know everything.
因为我们想不出来，以为没可能，其实我们人的智慧是很有限。
And the point of pointing that out is, we're not qualified. We're not all wise. We don't know.
为什么我想讲解一件事，就是告诉你，其实人的智慧是很有限，我们不能够明白很多事。
And it's very dangerous to conclude that we do know.
所以就是其实很危险的，我们说我们其实去知道一些东西。
But again, the Bible clearly states this. God himself lets history go on, and it's going to cost him even more in suffering than you.
但圣经里面讲清楚，就是说神是让这些事不断地去发生，但是神的痛苦比你在当中里面更加多。
You know, it's very important to say to people that God could stop it, but he doesn't.
其实我们可以跟人说，神其实是能够去阻止这些所有的罪恶，这些犯罪去发生。
But when you say that to people, you also have to say this: God could have stopped his own suffering too, but he doesn't.
神也都能够去自己去阻止自己的痛苦。
And so it can't be, the reason can't be he doesn't care about us.
所以不是说神不关心我们。
So what's all this about then? What do we conclude from all of this?
所以其实我怎么去了解呢?
Slide 9, it's the flood points to the pattern of the solution.
就说这个大洪水是指着这个解决的问题。
See, the flood itself is not the solution to the problem.
洪水自己本身不是这个解决问题的答案。
But it points to the solution because it's salvation through judgment.
而大洪水其实只是指着这个问题的解决，就是说洪水代表了这个审判当中之后的救恩。
See, by flooding the world, he gives the world a new start.
就因为大洪水之后，这个世界能够得个重生。
He judges the violence and stops the self-destruction of humanity.
神一旦俾个大洪水去俾个世界嘅重生，人都能够去重新嘅再一次嘅去点样去生活。
Because he destroys the ones who are destroying the earth.
神系破坏咗嗰班嘅人，呢班嘅人就系破坏呢个世界。
They're destroying his creation.
人嘅堕落去破坏呢个世界，所以就系用大洪水嘅去毁灭咗呢班嘅人。
But he doesn't destroy the earth here.
但神没有说去破坏这个世界。
He's redeeming the world through the judgment.
神去拯救这个世界。
Slide 10. He's giving the human race a second chance.
神就给人第二次的机会。
And Noah comes along. And God says, Noah, you got to build this ark. You got to trust me. And Noah does. He trusts the Lord.
当这个大洪水来之前，神都已经同挪亚讲，就话神，挪亚，你要听我讲，你相信我，你建起这个方舟，我会拯救你。
But the text says no one else does.
但圣经里面讲好清楚，就话冇一个其他嘅人去相信神嘅说话。
And the results are God's judgment with the flood.
而结局就系话神嘅洪水去淹没晒呢所有其他嘅人。
Again, it's salvation through judgment is what the flood points to.
这个就是说神的，就是说用这个审判之当中里面得到这个拯救，就用了洪水去带入。
Because as the waters increase, what happens? The people sink. People are pressed down. They're drowned, right?
当洪水来的时候，水去浸过的人。
But the same water that drowns the wicked, it rises. The ark rises above the water and saves Noah and his family who have trusted the Lord.
同一个洪水，神嘅系去将呢个洪水去毁灭呢个世界嘅人，吓嗰啲人系浸水，而同一个水亦都系将呢个方舟去升起，去拯救呢个嘅挪亚。
See, the judgment was the grace, the judgment cleansed, but the judgment saved.
吓，呢个洪水就系去洁净呢个世界，去拯救万民，去拯救挪亚一家人。
But it didn't completely save, right?
但是这个大洪水不是说完全的一个拯救。
Because if you're familiar with the narrative, what happens?
如果你知道诗的世界
almost right after the water recedes and Noah gets out and starts farming, what happens?
如果你知道这个故事的继续的时候，你就知道这个的结局，这个之后的就是发生什么事啊？当这个大洪水之后停了，挪亚出这个方舟做什么事呢？
Noah gets drunk.
他喝醉酒。
He gets drunk.
他醉酒。
And he messes up his family big time, right? Because in that narrative in Genesis 9, not only gets drunk, he's lying in his tent naked.
他就说挪亚他醉酒，还会发生什么事啊？他赤身露体。
And his youngest son comes in and just shames him to death. He goes out and tells the sons, look, dad is an idiot.
他的仔见到他都去过，你看看阿爸即发生今天事洪水之后喝醉酒，剥晒衫，冇衫着咁样，醉咗瞓咗喺度。
And of course the other sons, because again it's a traditional culture shame, they kind of back in, they back into the tent and cover their dad, right? They don't want to see him, they cover him.
吓，咁啊当时嘅习俗吓，所以咧当个仔见到阿爸赤身露体瞓咗喺度嘅时候，吓同个哥讲，跟住咧佢就攞件衫。吓，冇睇住阿爸，就身体就咁啊，帮阿爸冚翻住件冚个衫喺个身体上。
You see, the flood didn't completely save because sin entered the ark. Noah has sinful nature just like you and me.
大洪水去歼灭咗呢个世界嘅人，吓，但系个人嘅罪嘅本身仍然喺个人嘅身上。挪亚系一个人，吓，呢个都系喺呢个方舟入边，喺挪亚入边。
That's why the ark.Points to the cross.
所以点样一个完全嘅拯救就系话，我哋要去望住呢个十架。
Because Jesus on the cross completes what we need.
就系话耶稣基督呢个十架先能够完全呢个救恩。
He's greater than Noah.
耶稣基督系大过挪亚。
Because he's sinless and dies paying the penalty.For the sins of those who believe.
因为就话耶稣佢系一个无罪嘅，佢系无罪嘅，佢为到人嘅罪去钉喺十架上，去披上呢个代价。
I'm out of time, but I just need want to tie in some implications of that for you here, if you're a Christian.
如果你基督徒嘅时候，我想大家去听。
Again, I can only briefly mention it because we're out of time. But as a follower of Jesus.And what Jesus has done, how do we respond to that?
如果你跟随耶稣的时候，你听到这些信息的时候，我应该怎么回应呢？
Well, first of all, it tells us briefly that God cares about this world. We ought to care about this world.
圣经其实讲到给我们知道，就是神是很关心这个世界。
You know, a Christian isn't someone who says, well, I'm just hoping someday life is going to be better. I just want this inner peace. And eventually I'm going to go off to heaven.
我作为基督徒的不应该有这样的态度，就说我希望呢我有一日我是相信神的，我自己心中里面都是很好的，那我呢死了之后呢可以上天堂。
No, we're followers of Jesus, right? Jesus suffered for us.What's our response then? We ought to follow him. We care about the world. We care about people then.
但我作为基督徒的，我们应该成为基督徒，我们是跟随耶稣一样，我们要去关心这个世界。
We tell them the good news.
我们关心这个世界，要跟人去分享这个福音。
And we also are in the restoration business, right?
我们需要我自己都是去了解这个问题。
And secondly, we have to not shy away from the suffering.
我对自己的我们不应该去惧怕有这个受苦。
Because, again, Christianity is living life truth and love combined.
我作為基督徒的，我相信神，我哋當中裏邊都一樣有呢個嘅真理，有呢個愛。
If you're a condemning person, you only live for truth.
如果我哋喺個充滿著只係去審判嘅時候，我哋只係活著係公義。
That means you like to tell others what's wrong with them.
我哋只係如果譬如話，我哋只係心中裏邊只係憑著呢個嘅公義嘅時候，我哋只係睇人哋嘅咩錯咩錯。
And you criticize the way they live. Or the choices they make.
我哋只係睇人哋嘅選擇，你做錯啲乜嘢。
But the problem with that is you won't experience a whole lot of pain doing that.
但當你如果係咁樣做嘅時候，你唔能夠去為著別人去憂傷。
Because if you just tell people off, you know, you're wrong and all that, only your only friends will be the people who are like you.
如果你係咁樣做嘅時候，你會只係執著去話人哋有啲咩唔好，咩唔好嘅時候，你身邊嘅人只係有你自己你喜愛嘅朋友。
But you can't be a person with just love without truth.
你唔可以只係心靈當中只係有愛而冇真理嘅人。
You can't be a person saying I'm happy with everyone.
你唔可以話我係喜愛每一個人。
And you never tell anyone what's wrong.
你從來都唔話俾人知人哋做錯啲乜嘢。
You never confront them.
你從來都唔去指責人哋。
And you too. I mean, that means your life, when it comes to relationships, you won't suffer like Jesus suffered.
亦都同一樣嘅，原來你只係心中入邊只係有愛而冇呢個公義嘅時候，真理嘅時候，你都係同你一樣係冇為著別人而憂傷。
You see, Jesus was committed to truth and love together.
而我哋就係要學習好似耶穌基督一樣，我哋生命當中作為基督徒嘅，我哋有真理有愛當中。
And on the cross, he suffered big time for that.
而耶穌基督就係為著咁樣嘅生活，去就係心中入邊去為到我哋人去憂傷。
And that's why the Christian life is hard because it does require suffering. It does require commitment.
所以就話我哋作為基督徒嘅係一個唔容易嘅生活，因為我哋當中入邊會為到我哋所見到嘅人去憂傷，我哋去為到佢有一個覺得有感受。
Because when you tell people the truth in love, it's going to hurt.
咩好多時或者有時，我哋當同別人去説話嘅時候，去講一啲真理嘅時候，入邊有愛。
Every time a problem comes into your life, it's either going to either make you a better person or a worse person.
當每一有時有問題去發生喺你生命當中嘅時候，可能會令到你有起或者有跌。
It's either going to sink you and crush you, or it's going to lift you.
當問題發生喺你生命當中嘅時候，可能會更加建立你嘅人，或者可能會令到你更加嘅憂傷。
It depends then on how you apply the gospel.
我點樣去解決呢個問題就係話，好基於我點樣去用聖經嘅話語去幫助我哋了解問題。
You see, the flood, the problems of life are going to come. It's inevitable. The flood is coming.
我哋知道就係聖經明講到話，洪水已經同神已經講到話，洪水係嚟緊嘅啦，一定會嚟嘅啦。
And that's why the Apostle Paul comforts us when he says there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
所以我哋都係要學習去聽到保羅嘅説話當中嘅時候，我哋需要知道耶穌基督已經嚟到，我哋喺神入邊係無可指責。
And unless you believe that, unless you know you're okay in Him, you're going to fall apart. You're going to be crushed when people criticize you.
所以若然你心中入边系冇神嘅时候，人哋去指责你嘅时候，你心中入边好伤痛。
And you might lash out in violence against them.
你可能会好伤痛，或者可能会想讲翻说话去驳。
Or when you fail, you know, when you mess up in life, maybe you'll be violent inwardly towards yourself.
或者有時係你失敗咗，做一啲事失敗咗，你心中入邊覺得啊，我好唔開心，我點解會做唔到咧？點解我做錯咧？
You see how important then it would be to know the gospel.
所以我希望大家能夠睇到點解係咁重要去認識呢個嘅福音。
Because on the one hand, you won't be able to handle the criticism without violence.
因為如果我哋冇神嘅心中嘅時候，我哋好難去面對呢個世界上嘅罪惡。
And on the other hand, you won't be able to handle failure without doing violence internally in you.
也都是若然没有神的在你心中的时候，我们有什么做不到的时候，或者失败的时候，我们心中里面的忧愁，令到我们很沮丧。
Unless you know what the Apostle Paul was saying to be in Jesus Christ.
所以就说我们要学习，我们好像保罗所说，就说我们生命当中我们需要有耶稣基督。
Because for the Christian, the judgment is past.
因为就说若然有神的存在的时候，这个审判会来。
Because the flood came upon Jesus, right?
这个洪水，这个惩罚就来到这个世界，但是耶稣基督去为我们承受。
Father, we thank you for the truth of the fact that you are a God who judges, but salvation comes through judgment.
主啊，我哋去感谢你，俾我哋有一个嘅圣经，亦都俾我哋知道，就系话呢个洪水，又当中入边有一个审判，但系之后有呢个嘅救恩。
And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to understand more and more of your gospel.
所以主，我求你俾我哋更加嘅慢，继续嘅去明白你嘅话语。
And as we do, we won't then be tempted. We won't respond to criticism with violence.
所以我们若然我们能够明白的时候，我们见到这个世界的罪恶的时候，我们不会说很伤痛，或者我们很仇敌的去面对这些问题。
And as we know of your love and your gospel for us, we won't internally be violent against us when we fail.
所以若然我们心中有神的存在的时候，我们当我们失败的时候，我们都没有这样的沮丧。
Oh Lord, we pray that Christians would know that the solution to the problems in the world is the gospel.
我们作为基督徒，我们知道就是说，这世界的问题的答案就是在于福音里面。
And because you care about the world, therefore we ought to proclaim Christ and care about the world too.
所以我们知道就是说，我们知道神是关心这个世界，我们都一样要去关心这个世界，去将这个话语
And so, Lord, as we reflect on the recent tragedies that have happened,
所以当我们去看最近的加州或者巴黎的事件当中,
may that help us then to realize that we are the solution, the Christians are the solution.
所以让我们知道就是说，其实基督徒福音是一个问题当中的答案。
And that we can do good in a violent world.
就算在一个堕落的破坏的世界当中，我们都能够做好。
And ultimately, Jesus has conquered sin, death, and hell for us. Help us, Lord, to understand it and to pass that on today.
主求你帮助我们明白，去继续的去将你的福音去带俾其他人。
We ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
我咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。